You are listening to the sermon podcast of Covenant Presbyterian Church. We are a community in Madison, Wisconsin, who gathers to worship, to learn, to serve, and to grow together in God's love. Please visit us online at www.covenantmadison.org, where you can find information about Covenant Ministries, as well as links to our online worship services and sermon podcasts.
As I said, today is Christ the King Sunday. It is a celebration of Christ. It is a celebration of the rule that Christ has, the reign that Christ has over our lives. It was instituted in response to the rise of the Nazi regime as a way of declaring that we are governed by Christ alone, that our faith is not to be co-opted by the powers of evil and the powers of the world, that we are standing firmly in the shoes of the God who came and dwelt among us. And now a reading from the Gospel of John. Then Pilate entered the headquarters again, summoned Jesus, and asked him, "Are you the King of the Jews?" Jesus answered, "Do you ask this on your own, or did others tell you about me?" Pilate replied, "I'm not a Jew, am I? Your own nation and the chief priests have handed you over to me. What have you done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not from this world. If my kingdom were from this world, my followers would be fighting to keep me from being handed over to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not from here." Pilate asked him, "So are you a king?" Jesus answered, "You say that I am. For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice." And Pilate asked him, "What is truth?" Hey there. I'm glad we're able to talk, because I think there's been some confusion lately. I want to start by making sure that if you know one thing about me, it is this, that I am a nice guy. Thank you. See? Now, I know you've heard my name before and thought, "Oh, Pontius Pilate, that guy's a real piece of work." But you're wrong. I am a nice guy. Now, what was that you wanted to know about Jesus, was it? He was the, he was the King of the Jews guy, right? Yeah, okay, I remember him, scrawny, shaggy-looking homeless dude. I liked the guy, actually. Honest, I really did. There was a lot of superstition floating around him, but, like, you know, he was some kind of magician or whatever. But who cares, right? Like, everybody's got their own thing, and why take that from him, right? Who cares? And, quite frankly, some of the stuff he was saying made my job easier. Like, for starters, people were a lot nicer to Samaritans after he was around. And I know he lost me some tax collectors, but they were skimming so much off the top that, like, all right, who cares? They're hardly worth the payroll at that point. And then do you remember that render unto Caesar thing? Not bad, right? Render unto Caesar. Let's pay some taxes, people. I like it. But why are you asking me about him? It was like, I remember him, I guess, but he was just some guy. Okay, fine. Here's what I remember. Some of the local community leaders, some bigwigs, were getting antsy about this person. He walked around saying he was the King of the Jews, which, you know, I get it. You know, it would probably annoy me if somebody was walking around going, "Oh, I'm a Roman governor." But that wasn't what he was saying, right? So who cares? It didn't annoy me at all. But I want to treat my people right. So I hear him out. So here he comes. They bring him in all grungy and tired looking, like he pulled an all-nighter or something the night before. And they say he's a criminal, which, well, I'm the person to go to then. Okay, so what did he do? And get this. Here's what they actually said to me. They said, "If this man were not a criminal, would we not have handed him over to you?" Which is not an answer to my question, right? But sure, okay, fine. You say he's a criminal, and he's a criminal because you brought him here to me, and that make whatever. Why don't you deal with him then, right? Like, whatever this guy did, it wasn't bad enough for you to actually tell me what it was. So they tell me then, we are not permitted to put anyone to death. I get it now. All right, I'm on the hook. Normally, I try and stay out of these things, right? You know, I'm a good governor. So let the kids fight it out for themselves. They can do what they want. Who cares? It's not me. But they can't make the decision for the death penalty, and so, all right, bring him in, I guess. So he gets there, and I look at him, and I say, hey, buddy, are you the king of the Jews? And this guy, I tell you, he had some spine on him. He looks at me, and is basically just like, who wants to know? And at that point, it's just like, who cares? I don't care. You don't bother me. Like, but you've been on the last nerve of your leaders, right? You've really been working them. So he says to me, my kingdom is not of this world. Like I said, superstition, right? Okay, whatever. So finally, I went for it, and I looked him square in the eye, and I said, are you a king? Right? And then he looks back at me and says, you say that I am a king, which I want to note, I never said that. Whatever. Okay. But then I remember this very specifically, because it was really weird. He said, for this I was born, and for this I came into the world to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice. Uh-huh. So, okay. What is truth? What are you talking about? Like, can you go on, elaborate a little? But I'm not going to put somebody to death just because they were being cryptic, right? That would be cruel, and I cannot stress this enough. I am a nice guy. So I head back out, and I let the people know, hey, I really don't get the big fuss about this, so I'm going to throw him back to you, or, right, or you can take Barabbas. They took Barabbas, which, like, I don't know. Now, if there's a guy who deserves his punishment, it is that dude, Barabbas. But I listen to my people. I am responsible and responsive, so I give them a choice, and they picked wrong. What are you going to do? At this point, I'm in a real bind. I mean, what did this guy do, really? He said some weird stuff and ticked off some powerful folks. Gonna put him to death for that. But you know my loyal, adoring subjects, they want me to, and ultimately it's my job to listen to my people, right? Like, it is my job. That's what they pay me for. Okay, I'm their governor. Let's do it. No choice. So I have no choice in this matter, okay? So I bring him back into the flogging room, and then we flog him, and we flog him good. And my soldiers, they, you know, kind of crossed the line here. They started mocking him, kicking him. It's like, hey, guys, he's already been flogged. Why are you putting that spiky hat on him? That's not cool. I didn't tell them to do that. Let me tell you, I did not tell them to do that. That wasn't me. That was them. That was their decision. Some bad apples, if you ask me. And I look at him, a poor guy. I think maybe they'll give him up if they see this. So I bring him up in that humiliating costume, right? Crown of thorns, fake cloak, all that. Flogged, beaten, bruised, really nasty. And I say, hey, folks, we messed him up pretty good. This is probably pretty embarrassing for him. How about we just let this one go, right? Like, he's good. This is enough. Doesn't that work? I mean, we beat him up. He's obviously innocent. You wanted me to. Let's let him go. Nope. I guess not. They really want to do this. Honestly, you cannot say I didn't try, right? I'm not a bad person. I'm not a bad person. I'm a good person. They are telling me what to do, and I'm not a bad person. But the folks who want this guy gone, they know the system. They know how to work it. They know how to do things. So they told me that this guy claimed to be the Son of God. Okay, well, now I've got to get to the bottom of this. Pull him in again. Look at that poor guy. And I said, "Where are you from?" And he said, "Nothing. Nothing. I'm a good man. I'm a patient man, a kind man. But I'm the governor. And if I talk to you, you talk back. If I have a question, you answer it. I hate being ignored. I'm a patient man, but even I have my limits." So at this point, I'm angry. I'm mad. "Do you refuse to speak to me? Do you not know that I have the power to release you and the power to crucify you?" "That's right. I've got the power here. I'm in charge. I make the decisions. I may be a wise and benevolent ruler, but I am the ruler, and you do not make me mad." And he stayed cool. He said, "You would have no power over me unless it had been given you from above." "That's right. Caesar gave me this job. I'm supposed to do the right thing for Caesar. It's not about my anger. Okay, so I'll try again," I figured. But the second I brought him out and said, "I really don't want to kill this guy," they reminded me that this is a guy who calls himself a king. And they're right. I mean, innocent as he may be, he did say that he was king. And they reminded me, everyone who claims to be a king sets himself against the emperor. They were right. That's the system. They know the system, and they know what I got to do. I am out of options. I have no power here. Look, I know he didn't do anything wrong. I know that, okay? But if I let one self-styled king go free, the next thing you know, the streets will just be full of kings. And if word gets around to the emperor about that, I'm gone. And I won't let that happen. Because I'm a good man. I am a good governor. I do things well, and I use my power from above, from Caesar, to make the world a better place. So if I lose my job because I'm just letting some guy go free, how much worse would the world be, right? I am standing in the breach. And if I have to kill a few innocent people for that, it's the cost of doing business. I'm not perfect, but I try. That counts for something. But I'm not going anywhere. And what if he actually was a king, right? Like, what if he was a king? Then I did my job well and right. I did everything I needed to. I mean, he wasn't a king, but if he was, I did my job. I did what I was supposed to. And I had no choice in the matter. I had no choice in the matter. The people wanted him dead. They were angry, unruly. I had to. I couldn't let them down. I didn't want a riot on my hands or an angry mob. I had to. And quite frankly, it wasn't my fault. We have rules in place here, and he broke the rules. You break the rules, there are consequences. There are laws. You know, I know it's not fair, but that's the system. I can't go around just making laws. I enforce them. It's not my fault. I couldn't have done anything there. If you want something to change the system, but don't talk to me about it. That's not me. That's not my job. Above my pay grade. All right. I know the look you're giving me. I told him I had the power to release him. I said, "I can release you or crucify you." "Yes, I said that. You're right. I had that power. I did. But I couldn't have. I couldn't have done that. Even with the power, there's no way. Right?" "Now, I know what you're thinking, and you're wrong. I am a good person. I am a good person. They made me do it. It's their fault. I'm a good person. They are the ones to blame. They are bad, not me." "Put yourself in my shoes, okay? I knew he was innocent, yes. But at a certain point, does that even matter? It's just the way the world works. Sometimes life's not fair. Do you think you can change it? Really, do you think you can change it? I mean, sure, you can think you're a good person all you want and do the nice thing and be kind to people and whatever, but what happens when you actually have to follow the rules? What are you gonna do? Break the rules? Buck the system? I doubt it. You wouldn't take that risk. Getting people angry at you, making people mad, letting people down, putting your job on the line, maybe even putting your life on the line? No way. You wouldn't do it. I didn't do it. No one would do it. No one would do it. And seriously, if you could show me even one person who would actually sacrifice some stuff from themselves in order to help other people like that, seriously, show me that person, and I'll take off my own crown and start calling that guy a king. But good luck finding him.